This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Glacier Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a new study found the big cities where people are most likely to say the general attitude is intelligent, lazy, shallow, and more.
But saying all of those things at once or like one by one?
Now you know why I'm not working on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that. I don't know any city that would be like, we're intelligent, we're lazy, we're shallow, we're poor, we're rich. Like, whoa, what is it?
Right. Shallow, I have some guesses. Lazy, definitely have some guesses.
Well, if you want to know, the information is out there.
I don't. I'm content to just believe what I believe. I don't want to be proven wrong. So I just want to go with my piss-poor attitude of other places.
A driver in Indiana was caught on camera plowing through a family's Christmas decorations with his car.
Come on, man.
Was his name Ted Smith? You'll find out 1 hour from now.
I don't own a car, jackass.
Anymore. A 12-year-old girl in New Jersey found $3 back in 2004 and turned it into police. Now, 14 years later, she's 26 and they just gave the money back to her.
Oh, hallelujah.
A whole $3.
Right.
I hope they adjusted for inflation.
Thank you.
No, I think it's their property. Since they turned it in, if no one claims it, then they get to give it back to you. So it's basically like you turned in a shirt, you're just going to get the shirt back.
But how do you... Well, I'll give the cops credit. You would think that it's just not something they'd keep track of, but I guess that particular police department went, so got the $3 on the books, find this woman, give it back to her.
Exactly. Two CVS employees in Indiana were fired for tackling a robber. That's something that I feel has just come up in the last decade or so. They got fired for tackling a robber.
Well, you know, the stores have their policy. Everything's to avoid frivolous lawsuits because we let people sue anyone for everything.
Exactly.
Now, right? You don't have to take responsibility.
Criminals.
Right. So a lot of these cases, the stores or the corporations will tell you, like, look, man, if they're going to steal something, let them steal it. We have insurance to cover it. As a human being, sometimes you get pissed, you tackle this guy, but that's mm-hmm. against their policy. Mm-hmm. So even though you save the money or time or whatever it is, you violated a policy and out you go.
There's some crazy crap going on in my neighborhood right now. Just a quick story so you guys understand how this works. So this maybe a few people or maybe one person has been breaking into businesses in the area and just stealing everything, right?
Right.
Puts it all in a big duffel bag. But the police are not allowed to look in that duffel bag. But you are, however, allowed to break into a place if you say it's because you need shelter. So if I take a crowbar and bash in your door, Ted, and then sleep on the floor, no, not a problem.
I'll see you tonight, Ted.
If I break into a place, smash out a window, and sleep on the floor and say, well, I'm just looking for a place to sleep. Now, once they go in there and they see that, you know, well, it looks like the cash register's gone, everything like that, they're not allowed to look in your bag. They basically, you have to be caught in the act of picking. It's I can't even believe how police officers even do their job because it doesn't seem like they're allowed to do it.
But you can kill a man for selling a cigarette.
Yes, you can.
Let's get our priorities straight.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy, man.
I don't get it. The cafes at Target stores are selling sugar plum ices for Christmas.
Yeah.
What the hell is a sugar plum taste? Has anyone ever had a sugar plum?
I just want to ask, what is a sugar plum?
My guess would be it'd be a very sweet plum.
Okay. It's right there in the name.
Take a plum, sprinkle some sugar on it, you have a sugar plum.
But it seems like some 1800 stuff.
Sugar plums for the masses.
Yeah, see, what we did was we took this plum and we dipped it in sugar.
Did you look it up? What do we know, Robin?
It is a type of candy.
Okay.
So it's hard candy, but, you know, almost entirely made of sugar. Small, round, maybe tastes a little like plum. It's basically just hard candy.
You know, what kid hasn't said, man, oh man, I wish my candy tasted more like plums?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, yeah.
So it's a nice
what she
candy.
Said, and then kind of what I, like, right, it's just super old school. So, like, back in the day, back in the day, candy sucked. They didn't have a lot of options. So sugar plum.
Let me break it down for you.
It did not either.
It's purple, but I don't know that it has actually anything to do with plums. It's just sort of shaped
like. It's like, trust me, 100 years from now, candy will be far advanced, and they'll think our candy was prehistoric.
I disagree.
I really disagree.
Yeah, I do. Because, look, Back in the day, maybe they got stuck with sugar plums and butterscotch. That was the big revolution. Bro, we got Snickers. We have nougat now. You can rearrange nougat. You can add peanuts. You can do caramel. But it's like, look, you can put them in different equations. But I'm telling you, they're going to stick with that S. Once they brought out Snickers, the standard has been set.
Ted, you guys haven't heard about the chocolate shortage.
Ted, our revolution is we put Reese's Pieces inside of this Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That is true.
That's where candy is.
It's like the turducken of candy.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we're running out of chocolate.
Are you being for real?
I'm being dead serious.
It'll come back.
What's the ETA for us running out?
Chocolate's going to get more expensive at 2025.
Okay.
Don't worry. They've been predicting that kind of stuff for years.
That good call, Mike. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Just the environment and future. It's not going to affect us. Now let's go look at some animals that are extinct.
Still here, aren't we? A family in Montana is searching for whoever stole their custom-made Grinch costume. And then again, we're looking at the Ted Smith's closet.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The actual Grinch.
It's all lining up. Mm-hmm. All the pieces are coming together. Still more questions left unanswered. Delta is changing its rules on support animals, finally. Banning puppies and kittens on all flights and any animals on long flights. Thank God.
People are taking advantage of that.
They are, and that's the problem.
Of course they are.
This is why we can't have anything nice in this country.
And you feel bad, you know, because it's like, look, people that actually need the animals, it's understood.
Right.
But then everyone takes it, because I see this as, you go to the, look, you could go to a goddamn hospital, people bring their freaking dog into surgery, because for whatever, either they want their dog to always have separation anxiety, or they just can't handle life. These are not people that need a service animal. These are just idiots that keep bringing, like, just right. Because you can bring your dog to work, Amazon, does not mean you have to. I mean, my God, you ever walk through all those Amazon properties? It might as well be one giant dog park with a few people that do some
things. More dogs on the bus than people someday.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
So they're bringing their owners to work.
Right.
Because you can get that little service tag on Amazon for like $12, if that. You can just get a little tag that says service animal on it. It's a fake. But you know what? Nobody's going to call you out on it because then you're a jerk for calling them out.
They
on
it. Amazon allows their employees to bring their dogs to work. So it doesn't matter if
right.
they
get
them
bring.
Or not. They can,
right.
they can bring them.
But they don't say, please, dear God, but bring your dog.
Look, everybody has different policies. You got to remember, in the workplace these days, as far as having someone who needs to take care of your dog or take care of your children, or Starbucks has daycare, all these companies are offering these advantages for their employees because it costs a lot of money for them to have to spend that on their own. So I get what they're doing.
How long are they leaving their dog at home? Everyone I know that's ever owned a dog, your dog's fine by the time you go to work. I mean, if you have to fly out of town.
I wish I owned your dog.
It's any dog.
No. But also, I don't understand where as humans it became acceptable when, like, people need these animals to just be like, oh, yeah, I want my dog to come with me. So I'll just get, you know, I'll just say it's that. Like, it's, some of that, again, is personal responsibility, too. Like,
sometimes my legs hurt. I'm not going to buy a wheelchair or take a handicap spot and roll around the store.
But exactly. Like, we all accept that we don't park in handicap spots.
Like, most of the time.
But we poop in the stalls.
I will take their stalls. I'm sorry. That's different.
Not me.
I will park my ass on the...
Pornhub just released their year in review. Get ready for this.
Okay. Thrill likes us.
This year, the site averaged 92 million visitors a day.
Damn. Wow.
Mike, did you read the part about one of the slowdowns in Pornhub this year?
No.
Oh, major events always slow down Pornhub stuff.
I have heard that before.
You know where I'm going with this?
No, what was it?
It was the royal wedding.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I swear to God.
To me, that's prime time. I don't
care.
There
was that many people watching it.
Oh, I'm tossing one off while that's going on.
Worldwide event.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Harry and Meghan.
Approximately.
Ooh, my Harry Meghan.
Approximately 1 million hours of new porn was uploaded, and they transferred more data than the entire internet did in 2002.
Because porn is evil. Nobody likes them.
That's why Rupert Murdoch owned more in the porn industry than any other of his entities.
Oh, did he not bring that up?
No, he
didn't. Yeah, you should know that.
A shocking discovery has been made about the, quote, high-tech robot at the Russia Forum.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the gamer!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell us how Profile This is played? I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true about people and the decisions that people make. We'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Nicole, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Now, it does not sound like there are a lot of clues in this story. I personally believe that there are. But let's go to Orange County, Florida, where the Orange County Sheriff's Office, they're looking for a man that robbed a Dollar General. Authorities said that the suspect entered the Dollar General with a gun and robbed the store. Quick side note, if you're going to rob a goddamn store with a gun, armed robber, don't go to Dollar. Like, nothing against Barney.
Give me all your 20s.
I mean, like, I'm going to go to Barney's. I'm going to go to Nordstrom. I'm not going to Dollar General.
Steal a Ferrari.
That's just me. Right. Steal the Ferrari.
Not a Daewoo.
Not the AMC Pacer. Anyway, they said that the guy escaped in a newer Chevy Impala with very dark tinted windows. He was last seen wearing a blue hooded jacket with gray stripes and black work boots with paint on them. The suspect was also carrying a black and pink drawstring bag that authorities said had the word pink printed on it. Apparently, that's from Victoria's Secret.
It is. It's one of their brands. So you see it on the jumpsuits.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So he had the Victoria's Secret bag with him. He also had a gun, went into the store, and robbed the Dollar General. Do you believe that this low-slung criminal is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I'm going to say white.
All right. Ted, what are you thinking?
Well,
go ahead.
He's got the Victoria's Secret bag. He's got work boots on with paint, thinking maybe a painter.
Were they boots or tennis shoes?
It says black work boots with paint on the boots.
That throws off my thinking. If it was tennis shoes, I had one thought.
You don't know what that is on the boots, so it might look like paint. It could be spackle. It could be a
Dollar
lot of different
General,
things.
The whole thing is just weird.
It's a Dollar General. Come on.
I would say this, Nicole. I would think of this angle on it, though. He's in work boots. They're covered in paint or something. He's obviously works in some type of contracting business. In my personal thought, I would just say this probably either going to be Mexican or white.
Yeah,
this is my personal experience of who knocks on my door and who does those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm leaning Mexican.
Okay. All right, Nicole, what are you thinking on your final answer?
I'm thinking I might be leaning more towards Mexican.
Okay, final answer.
Final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, we had to Florida to profile this. We got a man who is dumb enough to rob a Dollar General store with a gun.
I mean, come on.
Give me all your ones. He did escape in a Chevy Impala with tinted windows, which is fairly common in Florida, but he did have paint or spackle or something on his work boots.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And to me, those were the clues if you just got to play it straight stereotype. So, Nicole, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Your gut instinct was white. You listened to Ted, you listened to Miles, and in the end, you shifted. You said, I'm going to go with Mexi.
Oh!
You are correct.
Yeah. Nice work. I tell you what, the Impala crowd is a specific crowd.
I agree. You either like them or you don't.
Right. I have a buddy whose dad, unfortunately, he's passed away, but it was a big deal like a year ago to get him this Impala.
I'll say, everyone I know likes an Impala, but it's a very select group that actually buy it.
You better buy one because they're going to stop making them.
Are they going to stop the Impala?
That's one of those on the line. It's going away.
My bad.
What?
I was thinking about the truck car.
What, the El Camino?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell, I like Impalas.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What are you, the Pillsbury Doughboy?
That's what I was like. I think they're going to stop making that. I was like, the car truck, dude? They haven't made those in decades.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot. All right, fair question here for you, everybody in the room.
All right.
If it comes to hockey, can you score a goal if the puck ricochets off the ref's family jewels?
I will say, I know the story, so what I thought was one thing, all right, I was wrong.
Exactly.
And what the answer is different. So
that blew my mind. Typically, isn't a referee, like in your brother's situation, if the ball were to bounce off his shoulder, pass across the middle or wherever he's playing,
sure,
whatever position he's in, it goes in the air,
the opposing team or the current team either picks it up, catches it in the air, runs for a touchdown, or runs the other way on an interception, he's part of the field, right?
You're part of the field. Right, that's why they get run. They don't stop a play because an official gets run over. They'll stop action at the end of the play. But and look, you've seen it before, running back, right? You see the some stud linebackers out there, and unfortunately, when the umpires used to line up behind the linebackers, they line up behind the quarterback now. But when it's guys would use them as the blocker, right? You've seen it a million times. When these guys, they run, they kind of dodge around because it's like, hey, man, if you're on the field, you're part of it.
Well, if you didn't know the answer, let's listen to the videotape.
You can expect a big game from Robert Bortuzzo here, who's got the puck now.
And he gets it in off the referee. It goes in, but that will not count. You can't score off the referee. And he's hurt.
Tim Peel is hurt. There's no question. Now the question is, are you able to score a goal off the referee or a linesman?
Darren, unless I'm wrong, I do not believe you can.
You rarely see something like this happen. I mean, Tim Peel, the veteran referee, was in the far corner, and it, oh my goodness, it hit him right in the midsection right there, and he goes down awkwardly.
And now the announcement from Herman Self.
The puck entered the net directly off the referee, therefore we have no goal.
Yeah, you can't score off the referee, and Tim Peel heads to the Blues medical room.
Yeah. So that's the issue, right? Like, just different sports. So with hockey, too, like, is the refs there? Like, because you couldn't just ricochet it off his skate.
You could, thinking that you could bank one in. I get
yeah. Otherwise, they would take advantage of it. I think
right.
That's the difference.
With you. The ref was so far, but that guy was on it, right? The announcer's on it. He's like, oh, that's not going to count.
It was the most amazing angle as well. It was almost like a corner kick went in.
And it should be noted.
Yeah, oh, by the way, you could watch the you could watch that poor ref
Don't.
Suffer that puck off the... Yeah.
A puck off the Johnson. I mean, that's...
Mushroom Facebook page.
Or like mid-session. I'm like,
I think the guy was just trying to dump it in the corner, and it hit that poor guy. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And his Santa sack.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great team.
Also, man, you feel bad for that ref.
Yes.
The announcer's not kidding. Like, they show slow-mo, and he's, like, skating backwards into the boards, and then he just kind of falls.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. You're not going to escape that pain.
Did I get hit in the... Did that... Oh! It was like through 2-3 seconds you get to ponder it before you feel the pain.
That's really the worst part of it all.
It really is. Just waiting to find out how bad it's going to be.
There's a famous Seinfeld episode where George Costanza can't believe that, like, he's giving some pro baseball player talk. And he's like, all those teams and planes up there, you think something would happen with the planes. So, kind of the same thing. It's amazing, like, NHL, like, I'm so shocked those refs don't get hurt more.
Right.
Or, like, your brother, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of fast action. Like, soccer... I'll cut that guy a little slack because he's just one dude on the field and linesman on the side. But
even in the NFL, you know, most of the officials have their head on a swivel. And even though the players are exceptionally fast, it's not NASCAR, right? It's still people running. You should be able to get out of the way. But the other thing is, you know, if someone throws the ball, other than the Dolphins taking out the Patriots, I'm sorry, my finger slipped. Other than a play like that, once the ball is given to another player, that's the only person that has the ball. Hockey... That puck's flying around everywhere at the speed of light. I would definitely think more officials in hockey would go down.
Who's the guy who's in the old 49er running back who's in jail? Or maybe he passed on. I can't remember. The guy who played, he was a bust, but he was in the NFL for a few years.
What decade? Like 90s, 2000s?
Well, we were on the field when the Ravens were playing the 49ers. Now, one thing they tell you, and this is before the days of, you know, the phone situation, even on the sidelines... You don't want to look down at your phone.
Do not look down
for a second. If you are on the sidelines of an NFL game, you should be doing nothing more than watching the action because you still, by doing that, have a split second to get out of the way if something comes your way. And it's amazing how fast that stuff goes.
Well, you've seen the chain gang get taken out.
Guy from
Nebraska. Because the guy was like looking down.
But the chain gangs too. Like I've done that before, and like those refs, even on a high school level, will be like, "Hey." If it's coming towards you, drop that thing and get out of the way.
I don't have time to see cheerleaders because their back is to the action.
It's
the
field.
You know what I mean? It's like in the corner of the end zone or something, and they just get wiped out, man.
Was it talking about Lawrence Phillips?
Lawrence Phillips.
Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died.
But he came our way, and I mean, out of nowhere.
Right.
Hockey's just scary, too, man.
Freaking flying.
Go sit on a hockey bench during like a rec game. Like, can I get a helmet?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying.
It is. Sad news from the realm of morning TV shows. I know, Miles, one of your favorite shows, The Last Hour of the Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford.
You know, I am at first, obviously, like anybody else who is used to Regis and Kathy Lee or whatever the first incarnation of her was in daytime talk shows. It wasn't my favorite show to watch or whatever, but I did appreciate the way that they worked together, how they did their show. It was different from the Today Show. It was fun. It was light.
Sure.
They sat there and drank and did dumb crap. And I'm not at home at that time, but either way, for a fourth hour of your show, it was better than Megyn Kelly. You know what I mean? I thought they do a great job.
Well, Kathy Lee announced it on the show yesterday that she's going
to
leave.
I have something to share with everybody, and it's bittersweet, as these things always are. But I've been here almost 11 years. Thought I would stay 1 year. Something happened along the way. Fell in love with a beautiful Egyptian goddess. And now, when it's our 11th anniversary, I'm going to be leaving the Today Show.
You know, it's funny that Today Show, right, because they had the 9 o'clock hour with Megyn Kelly that they switched up, and then they had a last hour with her. I think, and then Hoda's doing a lot of the hosting on the main show. So it seems like that hour might just be two different completely people.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
The point of it is a lot different.
Right, like you could still have Hoda there, but it's like she's not just doing that anymore. She's also like the main anchor. So like, I don't know that she needs to be there for that last hour.
Also, Kathy Lee Gifford has been doing daytime TV for a long, long time.
Probably before they invented TV or daytime.
Do you guys ever watch daytime like sports stuff anymore?
No. Not really.
No, I shouldn't say like morning time. I've come to realize it's just two dudes screaming at each other.
Oh, that's all it is.
What do you think sports radio is?
Yeah.
It's a caller screaming at the host.
Because I know everything because I've never played.
No. But at least with sports radio, those are radio guys doing a show. It's like...
Right.
This is, like, you could show highlights. It's TV.
Right. There's all these other things you could do. But isn't that the big sports formula now?
It is. It's just, I don't know.
We used to have an old boss, back when we were doing sports radio, and you would do a show, whatever, and every once in a while he complained that we weren't arguing enough. I said, well, I'm not going to argue with someone who I agree with. It's like, yeah, but it's radio. But if we agree, why would I argue with him? We argue plenty about subtle things, but I'm like...
We argue about what we disagree with.
But I'm like, we don't just disagree about everything. When we disagree, when we agree, we do. What the hell is wrong with
you? Like Scott Van Pelt now, when he does SportsCenter at night, right? Now, obviously, I like...
He does a great job.
Right. I like SVP, go Terps. But he hosted, he has Stanford Steon with him. So it's not the old school one. And he'll, you know, they do bad beats. And so I'm not even a gambler, and I like that segment. So it's a little different, but it's not just him arguing with somebody. There's like three or four of those shows, and I'm just like, right, like, I get why sports radio works for them, but it's like, you guys can show highlights and tape.
But they don't hire any, this is a very general statement, but they just don't hire anyone of substance anymore. And even if these people have substance, and almost contractually they're obligated to, don't tell people anything you know, just disagree with each other, right?
Yeah. Now, earlier today... Somehow we got in the conversation about people can be annoying, but you don't do anything to them. And Thrill, you brought up that your children can be wicked annoying. So it's funny.
Yeah, but you can't just beat the hell out of people because you're mad.
So comedian Pete Holmes was on some late night TV circuits, and he actually kind of brought this up.
Yeah. We're in love with the baby.
Right.
We're like, why would you want to shake a baby? What they don't tell you is... You're going to want to shake that baby. You don't shake the baby. I wish they had told you, you're going to want to. Bright red, screaming. It's not like it's out of nowhere. It's not like you're having a quiet night at home and you're like, it's in its crib and you're like, I got an idea. It's to like mix things up. It's like the baby won't stop crying, and they tell you when the baby's crying, rock the baby or swing the baby. These are code words for kind of shake your baby. So the baby's crying and you give it a little shake, like an appropriate shake. You're like, I think I'm still in rock territory.
Mm-hmm.
And it works and it stops crying. You're like, okay. And then one time it doesn't work and you're like, it stands to reason that a little bit more, like if a little worked, a lot should work, but you can't. No.
Yeah. My friends have a brand new baby, and I find myself doing, like, rocking it.
Right.
Because as soon as it starts crying, it probably just wants its mom and some milk or...
It's the first thing you do.
Some stuff. Mm-hmm. But, right, it's just got a habit. I'm just like, all right.
And now it's
bouncing.
And how does that work?
What?
If you hold the baby upright, how does it work? I mean, are you making...
The little baby's fine. Somebody handed me, like, a one-year-old the other day. Like, one and a half. It weighed a lot more. It was...
You gotta remember.
Squirmy.
Yeah, I just, they'll do that.
Holding like a 4-month-old is scary. because it's a human, but it's tiny, it's light. You know what I mean?
And they're finding out more about acid reflux on that too. So you're a little baby. Yeah. You're always laying down. You're never upright.
Right.
Because you can't. You can't be. And you're drinking breast milk that's somewhat acidic. You're drinking, you know, even if you have Similac or whatever the other one is, it's still coming up in your throat because you're always...
Yeah, what's the other thing to baby? They puke.
Yeah, you know...
But now you can't.
Well, like my friend's baby, I never knew this, like it just couldn't burp.
Well, that's like, you got a bubble in your chest, you got heartburn.
But you don't know. Like all of us burp, poop, pee, just on general... But you forget, like, this thing just born. It doesn't really know how to burp.
You put them upright and you burp them.
After
you feed them just so they can get rid of all that and they'll spit up all over your back and shoulder.
With that said, into the lifestyle, a lot of onesies. Like, after I eat a meal, come over and burp me and then lay me down.
Dude,
for
I'd take a onesie and a good breast milk.
Or if some giant would pick me up and it's going to rock me back and forth, I'm down.
I'll lay on your lap, do this.
Give me your nipple. I'm hungry.
Burp me.
The rap.com has basically they ranked the most watched cable channels last year. Can you guess the top two?
Most watched Fox and CNN based on the current climate.
Close. Fox News and then you're on the right track.
MSNBC?
Correct.
Okay.
After that, Nickelodeon, HGTV, and then ESPN. Discovery. CNN comes in at seventh, but yeah, this is a pretty good indication what's going on. TNT's in the top 10, TV Land. Just kind of funny, like Lifetime's in there in the top 25. Like, all right, I guess that's why
they just
watch.
Keep going, man. Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm kind of surprised FX is down 22. I like FX, and they have really good series. I just got back.
It's not too far down. They'll stay around.
Yeah, I just got back into FX with all the with the biker stuff, right? So there was Sons of Anarchy.
What's the new show now?
Mayans FC.
Right.
FC.
Jesus. Soccer fan. Yeah,
exactly. I know.
Mayans football club. You gotta go down to the saloon and play some footy if you're down. We're gonna have a raffle.
After
live bands and football.
Mayans MC. Did you guys ever watch Sons, or has anybody watched Mayans yet?
No.
Oh. It's kind of like I did years ago with The Sopranos. I keep talking about them and stop watching Mayans. It's too much. Everybody's a secret agent. Somebody's working with the cops.
You're going to keep watching it. It doesn't matter. You're just saying this.
It's insane. But then in the last episode, our personal friend, David LaBrava, shows back up.
Does he? And now you're in.
Yeah, but...
How's he looking?
Awesome.
Same?
Yeah. You know, I forgot. I used to watch the show, and I know the man. He was very nice to us. Man, he showed up on screen. I was like, damn, he is scary.
Yeah, he is.
He is scary, but he likes us. But if he didn't like us, you'd be like,
we would be scared of him.
I am terrified.
No, I'm still scared of him.
I was going to say.
Don't get me wrong.
He likes us, and I'm still scared of the guy.
Yeah, but I was just like, gracious. And he was only on screen for a little bit. It was just like.
I'm glad he's working again.
Oh, he's always hustling.
Yeah.
The man told us that straight up.
As far as the acting aspect of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean acting. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, remember, Mayans MC is a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
It's written by the same guy, Kurt Sutter. So, like, the Sons of Anarchy, Sam Crow guys, they've shown up before. They show up again towards the end of the season. So,
do you expect him to show up, or does he pop up and kind of freak you out?
You know what? I follow him on social, so I knew he was at a party with him. But they make... Here's what they do. His character, you know, like some bikers will roll around and they have, I don't know what you call those things, but they're on the front of your face.
Skull masks.
Not even just the straight black one, and it straps in the back, and he's wearing a helmet. So they're expecting these guys from the Sam Crow chapter to show up. But when they do, one guy gets off that's like the head of their crew, and you don't know who it is, right? And then finally he undoes the thing and it's Happy. You're like, all right.
Right.
I won't spoil it for people, but something else happens later in the show where you're just like, yeah.
Do they say, who are you? And he says, I'm Happy.
You know, the show's about an MC, so not as much. You know, I shouldn't say that. It's almost 2019.
Yeah,
maybe people are singing.
A sucker MC.
Singing Pharrell out there. We heard a lot about the Oscars lately with Kevin Hart declining the job. Now nobody wants it. And Whoopi Goldberg was kind of talking about it's a little bit hard to host the Oscars right now.
It's not so much that nobody wants to do it, but You know, with social media, you used to only have to worry about newspaper critics saying stuff about you, but now you got everybody and their mother. Well, I didn't like the way his teeth looked. You know, and he's not funny. He's, oh my God, he was so boring. I watched the whole show. He was so boring. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear it. And, you know, it should be a lot easier to do than it is.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. Yeah. And she's probably hosted the Oscars. We just don't
have to remember. Oh, yeah, she has. Dude, she hosted the Oscars like
for a few years.
Four or five times, yeah. I want to say.
I think people seem to remember they're not important. Oscars are entirely meaningless other than the fact that we celebrate it, we enjoy it, we enjoy movies. It's not bad. It's not that they don't mean something to you, but in the truth of things, they're meaningless, and it sucks that making someone host a self-celebratory show about something that's complete, not irrelevant, but certainly not important, like, it's the Oscars, man.
They take that stuff way too serious,
that's
right?
What I mean.
If you listen to our show, if you go to a comedy show, you get it. Right, but like with the Oscars, it's like, well, they're also comedians. They're going to say some jokes. They're going to make somebody uncomfortable.
So why don't you stop hiring comedians then? If this is repeatedly
just do a formal crap thing and just get over it.
Yeah,
let people have fun.
If you're
going to
treat it that serious,
hire a guy named Oscar.
People would rather go to the Cannes, Golden Globes anyway. Wouldn't
you?
Yeah, absolutely. At least they party and have a good time.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. New York Virgin wins a trip to an exotic island where men get unlimited sex. We head to Russia where a high-tech robot turns out to be a man in a suit who obviously can flex. Noise complaint call over video games leads to two officers joining in on the fun. A man tries to smuggle 70 birds in suitcase into the U.S. and now he has none. And in Germany, they fill potholes with delicious chocolate. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story on Russian state television. They debuted their new, quote, high-tech robot by the name of Boris.
Boy, that's original.
Andropenis.
Boris is an android that could do a multitude of things, including dance. And if they do say so themselves, they said he was quite good at it.
He danced goodly.
Turns out that the reason why he's so good at dancing is because Boris is actually a man inside of a suit.
We have very impressive robot you should be scared of.
Right.
Comrade. That's like our Fox News over there. Like, look at the robot we have created.
The flaws of the robot were spotted by bloggers and he was outed online. The channel was forced to apologize.
Don't worry, he will disappear. You'll never hear of this. He will accidentally catch bullet in forehead.
Delete all the news.
He fell on gun.
It don't happen. Boris is very
he fell on NRA gun. We send money to them to do things.
They killed. In other news, a 16-year-old named Brian is probably the luckiest son of a bitch alive. The young man jacked his father's credit card and used it to enter himself into a raffle to a resort known as Sex Island.
Sex Island! Oh.
And he won that raffle.
But he's 16.
Exactly. So his father signed a permission slip that allowed him to go.
All right, is that all it takes?
That's all it took. That is all it took.
Well, then why then?
The young man will have an all-expenses-paid vacation out to the island where hookers outnumber the guests 2-1, and the resort will cover all of his sexual exploit expenses.
Oh, that kid's going to come back different.
To top it all off, the kid is a virgin who's finding it very hard to sleep before he flies off to his vacation.
He's excited.
Brother, you could be a gigolo. He's going to have a hard time sleeping before that vacation.
Yeah, he is getting
fired.
Holy cow. Yeah, man. Drug friendly. I mean, it is...
Hell with Coachella.
That's right.
Since you're yurted up on an island.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jealous, Ted?
Very.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Capital Sex Island. Behavior. You'll never guess where this next story comes from.
Florida.
It appears they figured out how to end childhood violence. A sixth grade student had the police called on him when he grabbed another student, basically body slammed him onto the pavement, and repeatedly punched him in the head because he didn't give him the popcorn that he was selling for a fundraiser. The way that they resolved this issue was filing a restraining order against the student that he can't be within 50 feet of the other student.
I'd find another sixth grader bigger and badder than him to just beat his ass.
Pretty much.
That's how it used to work.
It really is. You're not the biggest dog on the porch.
No.
Somebody will eventually come and take care of that.
Or you can get two or three of your friends and meet them in a back alley and beat the living hell out of them. That's how we teach people a lesson.
I'm glad that that kid doesn't have to deal with that guy because 50 feet or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's still, like, I'm glad that he went to a different school.
Yeah.
So that kid doesn't have to deal with that guy's crap.
Exactly. I would stay at that school, but 50 feet away, Jack.
Let's just lock the kid up.
Chase him down the hall.
Or have a parent go and beat one of his parents' ass. Just
hell
show
yeah.
up at the door and just beat his dad in
hell
front of his
yeah.
ass. You know what I mean? Go, hey, man, how you
feeling? Can't get mad at the dad.
You like advantages, huh?
Well, all right. The dad didn't do it.
Yeah.
I tell the dad, hey, man, look, I'll whip your kid's ass or you can whip your kid's ass.
Right. I'll watch.
It's going to happen.
Right. So. I'm going to witness it happening, right. either you or me. One of us is going to jail. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota.
I got
to
say, I missed all that. The sex island.
Jesus, Ted.
Two chicks a
that.
Day. They're all Latin chicks. It's drug friendly.
Ted
all
has
the
made attention. We're talking about beating up children, Ted. Like sex
oh,
I'm going to cut in with some pornography news.
The sex island. Everybody should look into this.
Yeah. Don't interrupt our battery conversation.
Right. I did sex island. Listen, that's...
Damn, Ted. Right around Christmas time, man. You're going to end up on the naughty list.
Ho, ho, ho.
Dude, it's a New Year's Eve event. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, the Christmas event's already full. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota, where an apartment full of young kids got the police called on them because of noise complaints. When the police arrived, they found the young men all huddled around the TV playing the new Super Smash Bros. Game, which is a fantastic game. I have loved that franchise forever. I haven't played the new one, but if it's anything like the other three or four that they made, they're fantastic. They offered the officers next game, which they accepted, and no charges were filed. There's actually a video taken of these two cops are sitting there with controllers playing Super Smash Bros.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
That is cool.
Well, the thing that I'd heard is the cops were like, it's not a noise ordinance. They didn't do anything.
Right. But again, they put the TV on mute because they didn't want it to be a noise problem, but they got so fired up during the game that all they hear downstairs is, kill him, I'm going to kick your ass, kill him.
Right.
Then they send the cops up there, and what do you know, they're playing video games.
I just love that the cops played it too, like, oh, dude, is that a new Smash Bros? Move over, son.
I got Donkey Kong. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents have made another bust. This time coming from New York, where a passenger coming from Guyana. Had their bag screened and 70 hair curlers raised some eyebrows. 70 hair curlers. And not a one of them had hair, I guarantee it. All 70 curlers had a single finch stuffed inside being transported to the States. I don't know why the market is good for finches, but apparently it is.
I mean, like drugs finch. You get. Finches. You could.
I thought there was a drug term that I didn't know.
No,
how much is in a finch?
Bird. Goddamn birds. Like, I get drugs, right? And you can say, I hate drugs. It's not right. Maybe not. But we understand the market is there. Hey, if you say, hey, bro, people have offered me crack, heroin, methamphetamine, weed, coke, you name it. No one said, hey, bro, you looking for a finch?
Hey, man. Can I get it?
You mean like a bird? Like, no, I'm not looking for a bird.
Can I get a finch of weed?
Can I finch a butt off you?
He's got a whole finch on him. We'll be up all night.
Can I finch a butt?
All 70 curlers had a finch stuffed inside. Instead of charges being filed, the passenger was not... You still looking at Sex Island, Ted?
No, that just sounded bad. All the curlers had a finch stuffed inside
That's
them.
Right. It's a sad picture, Ted.
No, I'm picturing the hockey team curling.
Look at these guys. Hang on one second here. There it is.
We're going to be him.
Laugh at that, Ted. Little birds stuffed inside of hair curlers. Feel good about yourself?
No, but I'm laughing.
Instead of charges being filed, the passenger was not allowed entry to the country and sent home. The birds were seized and returned over to the Department of Agriculture. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I'll see you next time for Big Dummy Tins, Meat Potatoes, No Ash Sherlock, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all our project rats. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.